Since 2011, we've been involved in post-accidental research in Fukushima, and we work on soil erosion and the transfer of sediment and contaminants in rivers. And one of the main isotopes emitted by Fukushima accident, cesium-137, is strongly bound to particles, so it will move across landscapes with the particles during erosion processes. So what we've been doing is to collect sediment samples deposited after floods along the rivers draining the main plume in Fukushima Prefecture. And so we've been collecting samples after each main typhoon season since 2011. So this corresponds to all the green dots you see on the map. So we collected flood deposits and measured the radioactive dose rates in the field. The main results we obtained based on these collections are found in the middle part of the poster. So on the left side, you see the evolution of the radioactive dose rates in microsievert per hour that we measured during the different campaigns between 2011 and 2020. And you see that the levels decreased throughout time. And after 2018, we were not able anymore to discriminate the radioactive dose rate emitted by the flood deposits compared to the general background level, which reflects the decrease in the radioactive levels found in the area. If we continue with the graph on the right side, you see the evolution of the cesium-137 concentrations in the flood deposits in the rivers draining the plume between 2011 and 2020. And you see that there has been a decrease of about 90% in the cesium concentrations between 2011 and 2020. And the take-home message is that we attribute this very large decrease in the radioactive isotope concentrations in sediment because there's been a decontamination of agricultural soil, so they removed the topsoil layer concentrating cesium-137 and put them in these bags. And doing this, they removed somehow the main source of radioactivity to the rivers. But now the main question is what will happen when they will start recultivating these soils after decontamination? What will happen to the residual cesium-137 that we can still find in this area? And the final question is also what will be the perennial cesium export from forests, as these mountainous landscapes in Fukushima are largely covered with forests, and forests have not been decontaminated.